Directors meeting to order for the Oceana Community Service District on March 11, 2009 at 6:30 p.m. Roll call, please.
President Graham.
Here.
Vice President Hill.
Here.
Director Dahl.
Here.
Director Dean.
Here.
Director Luthy.
Please join me for the flag salute. Ready to begin?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Now is the time for public comment. Any member of the public may address the board on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of the board. The board will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the board cannot act upon items not on the agenda. Board member items for discussion. Pamela?
None.
Jim?
Just a minor announcement. I heard from Director Lucy this afternoon, and I understand that her father had to be taken to the hospital at short notice, and so that's why she's not here tonight.
Yes. Thank you. Vern?
I have nothing.
Nothing. And I don't have anything either. Review and approval of the minutes.
February 25th, February 27th, March 2nd, and March 4th as presented.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carries 4-0. Reports. Brian Haskell, Commander of the Sheriff's South Station. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Haskell, Commander, Sheriff's Department South Station. Here to give you a report on what's been going on the last month. This appears to be the month for pursuits. We've had two of them instigated by the Sheriff's Department. The first one occurred on March 8th, and my deputies were working patrol and saw a subject driving over in Napomo on Southland Street. They tried to stop the vehicle. The driver refused and continued at a high rate of speed. They finally ditched the car over near Orchard and Division. The passenger was arrested. The driver fled the scene. Both of them were arrested, or one of them is being charged with possession of methamphetamine. The other one was charged for that and reckless evasion of a peace officer. The other pursuit that we had was on actually the 25th. At about 11:45, deputies tried to stop a car on El Campo Road, which sped off and then headed northbound on Highway 101. After throwing a suspicious package out of the vehicle stopped in the Chevron station at Grand Avenue 101. Two subjects were arrested out of the vehicle. The item that was tossed was a package of methamphetamine. Timothy Kraft, 47 years of age, who's a transient, and Jason McMaster, who is 35, were both arrested for possession of narcotics and being under the influence of narcotics, and Mr. McMaster also for violating his parole. He had recently been released from prison. This month, we're in the process of conducting our what we call 290 compliance checks, which is where we go around and verify that the subjects who have to register as sex offenders are, in fact, living where they say they're living and complying with the requirements that they have to. We actually have a very high. Dale Anderson was able to identify who had done the graffiti because the subject, who is a student at Lopez High School, had the same graffiti on his notebook. So he was able to interview him and has filed charges with the district attorney's office on that subject for vandalism. We had vehicle burglaries continuing in downtown Oceano. The latest one was in the 1300 block of 20th Street. A vehicle had the window smashed and a global positioning satellite unit was taken off of the window. So we're, once again, it's hard to guard against window smashes, but that usually makes some noise. And if anybody hears or sees anything suspicious at night, we're asking them to please call us so that we can get over there and try to put a stop to this. Unfortunately, I think the economy has something to do with it, as well as just general other issues in town here. Last thing I have is that on the evening of the 9th at about 11:45, we had a shooting take place. This was on Royal Oak Place, which is across of Carpenter Canyon Road. It's out in rural Rio Grande. Some unknown subjects, possibly in a white Suburban, opened fire on a residence, struck the garage and two tires of a trailer that was in the driveway. And that's the only description we have. So we're asking the public again, if they know anything about this incident, please contact us, either our dispatch center, or they can call the South Station directly. And that's all I've got. If anyone has any questions.
Any questions from the board?
That's quite a lot.
It's been a busy month.
Just our continuing thanks for a good job, and following up on the graffiti was well done.
Certainly, I was really appreciative that my deputy was able to do that work and find a suspect.
Amazing.
So hopefully we can get more of that done that way.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, we'll move to the Oceano Fire Department report. John?
Good evening. Well, our month wasn't quite as busy as Commander Haskell's, but we did different things. During the month of February, we had a total of 58 calls. 21 were in Oceano, 15 were in Grover Beach, and 9 were in Arroyo Grande. 9 with CAL FIRE, and 4 of those on the beach. Going on real well. We completed training on EMS medical assessments during the month of February, and mandatory SIDS training, which is sudden infant death syndrome, and HIPAA, which is Health Insurance Portability Protection Act, or Privacy Act. The committees within those three departments met to discuss training evolutions, rescue, purchasing and equipment, and cross-staffing. The cross-staffing continues to be very successful. We have the committees to purchase for like a purchasing committee and rescue committee we're trying to work towards standardization and bulk buying of things to save money. And we also have our equipment sharing agreement, which we are able to share equipment when one person, you know, one agency needs something and we have an extra. That's been going quite well, but sharing equipment. On February 20th, one of the calls we had was quite interesting. We had a vegetation fire on the beach, burned approximately half an acre, which wasn't much, but the call came in initially as a assault victim. And when Captain Angelo got out there, it was definitely an assault victim, but there was also a brush fire associated with it. So he had to make some decisions there, rescued the person, which was unconscious on the other side of the creek, with some burn injuries. Small fire was started by a person that was associated with the group that was over there. Broke out around 12:30 a.m. on the beach, just north of the Arroyo Grande Creek outlet in the dunes. Took a few hours for them to get the whole situation under control. It was completed by about 4 a.m. with the assistance of Oceano, Arroyo Grande, and CAL FIRE. On February 27th, the Oceano Fire Department responded along with Grover Beach to a vehicle accident where a vehicle had run into a fence by Oceano Elementary School and gone across the street and run into a house. Luckily, no kids were injured. It was during school time. Everything worked out okay on that. And our installation of our no stopping signs in the alleys is continuing. That's all I have for February.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the board?
I don't have any.
Any questions from the public? Did you have questions?
No.
Thank you very much, John.
You're welcome.
Thank you. No.
Yes, sir.
Yes. We got the final piece of information the next day after talking with you. Appreciate that. and we're working on it, and we should have a draft to you next week. Okay? And once the draft is approved, we'll finalize it, it'll be done, and we'd like to start the next year and get more timely.
How long do you think the second audit will take from the time we give you the information?
Okay, once we have information, okay, I would think I'd like to get this thing done quicker than usual. I want to get done to you end of May.
Okay,
I want to get done. I want to get you current. Okay, accounting information doesn't age well. I know that. Okay, and Ryan Cornell, who's the manager of the audit, and he's done a, he's worked with staff, and he's really trying, he's almost got done, written up. You will have a draft next week.
Does anybody from the board have any questions or comments?
And this is audit year, which audit year are we working?
This is 07.
06-07.
So when the draft comes, we will have journal entries that will need to be posted. And once we get a good trial balance, which is your general ledger, financial statements, once we get good numbers, we'll be back in.
Okay.
And I'm hoping to get back in no later than sometime in April, and this thing to be wrapped up end of May.
Okay. I would like to suggest or ask that in the future, when you're doing an audit for us, if you're not receiving something timely, please call the general manager. If you don't get it from the general manager, call the board president.
Yes, we will.
Because we have had some problems changing in the while we're changing general managers, getting a new general manager. I know things fall through the cracks sometimes on both sides, not just one side, on both sides.
I agree. You will be informed of any problems.
It's very, very important that we have these audits done because right now there's a number of things we can't do because we don't have the audit.
I understand.
But I station.
Okay. Good, thanks.
I think I told you I had those for you. Okay. Just take those back at your office and enjoy them.
Okay. You want to see this too? Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, that's obviously something that's been on, I think, everyone's mind here, and we're glad to hear that it's moving forward. The one question I have is there a plan to have a management discussion as part of this audit?
There will be a management, when the draft of the audit comes, there will be a management letter with the audit. Okay, the board, it will be delivered to the general manager. If the board wishes us to come back and present the audit, be more than glad to do that for you with the management letter.
I think it would be a good idea if the firm did come back and make a presentation on the audit and discuss the management letter.
Perfect.
Just go over it
in
the public format. I think that would be a good procedure. And I did have a question, too, on with the tax season coming to an end sometime shortly after April and you wrapping up the 07-08 audit hopefully soon after that, when might we expect to begin the pre-work on the 09 audit?
09 audit, I want to rush right back in on this. And our goal is to get your 09 audit. This is a goal by September 30th. Okay, so we're going to be back in probably
June.
July. Get back in.
Maybe
sooner the better.
I think it would be better if it works out and things are progressing to come in even prior to the close of the fiscal year to do some of that early work.
We will put on the schedule.
A week or two.
Okay.
If possible. Yeah.
We can do it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. I had one question, Kevin. Okay, I just wanted to be sure that we weren't sitting here looking for another penalty letter.
Nope, that's in October.
Yeah, and it's paid in December, isn't that correct? You paid it in December?
The penalty?
And no.
The
When are we?
Okay,
but if you don't pay it, you get a penalty.
Right, and we paid it.
I mean, if you don't file the report, but we did file the report, so we're
right.
Okay, just double checking.
Yeah, it's at what the state controller's report is just a very, very preliminary snapshot of what your fiscal year should look like at the end.
Okay. Thank you. All right, 7A was fire items, and I have nothing on that. 8, utility items. The cleaning, the normal emergency declaration. It's still ongoing. We're still working on that. I know we keep asking how much longer in our lifetime.
Soon we'll be completed with that work.
And part of it, of course, will depend on the funding from the DRI funds to continue the final savings.
Yeah. Oh, so then it would continue still.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, Public Contract Code Section 2205OC1 requires that if the governing body orders any action after the emergency has been declared, the governing body shall review the emergency action at its next regularly scheduled meeting and at every regularly scheduled meeting thereafter until the action is terminated to determine by a 4/5 vote that there is need to continue the action. So we need any discussion on that? Not looking for a motion, please.
I move that we continue the emergency for the sewer and water lines.
I'll second.
Okay, a roll call.
Director Dean?
Yes.
Vice President Hill?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
President Mann?
Yes. So that takes
2 minor change orders for you to consider tonight, and after public comment and a roll call vote, approve the change orders 1 and 2. Change order 1 is related to a change in the deductible in the contractor's insurance, and that's a rather minor thing and no cost to the district. Change under order number 2 is related to additional work that had to be done at Aloha Place. There was additional potholing and excavation to determine the sewer pipe slope, and then also some extra work when it was discovered that the manhole installation and the pipe needed to be changed to allow the sewage to flow properly, because the grade as it existed was just too flat. It was not something that was known prior to construction, only uncovered when we got into it and began to look at it. That those 2 change orders total about a little under $6,000. So the total amount of the and then there was Pier Avenue. I'm sorry, I forgot the other segment there. The main wasn't quite where it was anticipated or shown on the plans and drawings, and there was additional time spent with that, plus dealing with unmarked utilities that were also in the area and the repair of them. So the 3 of them add up to about $8,700, which is within the amount anticipated in the contract.
Any questions? We have no public.
You know, as part of your motion and you're approving it, I suppose you should grant the general manager or the board president, it doesn't matter which, authority to execute the contract. realized here we didn't make that clear in our recommended action. But you want to approve the change order and then authorize someone to sign.
Okay, I'll move that we approve the change orders number one, which relates to the insurance deductible changing from $500 to $1,000, and change order number two, which are the costs that the general manager itemized in the amount of $8,712.41, and authorize the president of the board to sign on behalf of the board.
I second that.
Any discussion, comment? If not, is this a roll call also?
Yes, roll call.
Okay, roll call, please.
Vice President Hill?
Yes.
Director Dean?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
President Mann?
Yes. Thank you very much. Okay. 9A, the annual review of district rules of order. We had these...
At the board's February 25th meeting, the board conducted its annual review of the rules of order. The board approved in concept changes recommended by legal counsel with two further changes. One, the board asked that section 14 be modified to provide for changes on a biannual basis. This has been done. Number two, the board asked that resolution 1998-19, which is incorporated by reference into the rules, be included in the electronic file used to maintain the rules. That too has been done. Attached is a copy of proposed resolution 2009-01, which adopts the revised rules, which are attached to it as an exhibit.
Any discussion? Any questions? Pam?
No, I am very glad to see that we have the resolution 1998-19 appended to this. I'm glad that it is included in the rules of order. And thank you for fixing the biennial portion. It looks like what we wanted.
Okay. We need the resolution to be named, right? To do this now?
I move that we adopt resolution 2009-1, which is the annual rules of order.
Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Director Dean?
Yes.
President Hill?
Vice President
Excuse
Hill?
Me.
Yes. Thank you.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
President Mann?
Yes.
I heard a vice in there somewhere.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan, and please also thank Alex for finishing that up for us. We already took care of 9B with Mr. Levy. 9C is a LAFCO nomination request. Let me just explain what happened at the LAFCO meeting to elect a new representative from CSDA to serve on LAFCO. There was only one nominee for it, and that was David Brooks, and that was who we had supported. We really don't need to nominate him because his own district, I understand, is doing that. And so we don't have to do that. We can just, when the ballot comes, we can decide do we want to vote for him or not. But that's where we stand on that. It's just, we used to have, you could have proxies, and it was a lot easier because you could get enough people to vote that way, but not anymore. So that takes care of the LAFCO report. Any questions on that?
Was it 18?
You had to have 18, and I think we had 13 or something like that.
It's appropriate for me to ask a question, but I am curious. What happens in the interim then? Is that seat unfilled?
No. The person still is serving. You serve until somebody new comes along. The only way he couldn't be served, if he had been defeated at election time, because you do have to be on the board of a CSD to hold it. And what would happen, say he'd been defeated and there wasn't an election yet, then the alternate would step up and fill in until somebody was elected.
And if the alternate got defeated in the election?
I guess they'd just be short one member. I don't really know. Reports of district representatives. Jim will take care of the Sand District. The fire committee meeting last night we canceled.
Right. Thank you.
That was fine. And I think at the last meeting we talked about the consolidation, what we worked on and all that. So I don't really have anything to report. Jim.
Yeah, I did attend the Sanitation District meeting on March 4th. The business items on the agenda that night were presentation of the 2007-08 audit, which was done by Crosby and Sindrich, and the district was given a complete clean bill of health on that. I presume that a copy of the audit report has come to the district. If not, I have one. I'll bring it in so that we have one in the office. Next item was review of the district bylaws. Similar project to our, we authorized replacement of that pump in the amount of $10,926 to be transferred from reserves. And there was a request for a consumer price index adjustment for administrative and engineering services. We approved that. One of the things that was on that was that the prevailing rate that had to be paid was not fully compensated to the Wallace group, so that brought that up such that they're fully compensated for the payment that they have to make on the prevailing wage. And that was the Sanitation District business.
Does you have any other?
That was all.
Okay. Director Dahl?
I have nothing.
Director Dean?
Nothing.
Okay, and Director Lucy is here tonight, but I don't believe she had any meetings either. General Manager items for discussion. You'd like to talk about the review of the codification sections?
Certainly. Most of the review is now at the committee level, and most of the committees are going to take this issue up after the selection of the general manager has been completed.
Did you need my mic on, sir? I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry I had the mic off there. I met with Sean Torres of Alex Seamus office, our attorney, and Mike Hubert, our fire chief, to go over some of the fire code issues. And that was just this week, so I haven't even had a chance to report out to the fire committee yet. But when they do meet, we'll have a further and more detailed discussion of what the next steps are. We gave an assignment to we, the chief and I, to Mr. Torres of our legal counsel's office to go back and research the law regarding our authority to adopt fire code sections that are more stringent than the Uniform Fire Code, or as it's now called, the International Fire Code. We want to make sure that we follow any procedures that are specified statutorily for us to do that. We also want to check on the status of the legal status of our adopting the most current version of the International Fire Code. The board in 86, your organic ordinance, I'll call it, regarding fire code issues, adopted the 19 that things operate in the state of California if that can be done. That's common language. It's often done for other, you know, plumbing codes and building codes and things like that. Sometimes fire tends to be a little bit different. We know the other agencies handle it different and often have triennial reviews and readopt everything at that time. And maybe that's a procedure we want to look at. So we did ask Mr. Torres to go back and take a look at that. Where we're at is that if possible, we are thinking that the best course might be to wait until 2010 when the next triennial review of the fire codes will take place with the county of San Luis Obispo and the other fire jurisdictions within the county and make our code changes at that time. And 2010 isn't that far away. We may be that much closer to a consolidation and know what kind of fire governance structure we're dealing with at that time. And so that might be the most judicious point in time. It's not a decision. It's something that will need to be discussed further with the fire committee. All I'm doing is reporting on the subjects the three of us discussed and giving the full board an early heads up on directions that we're headed. The general manager recruitment, of course, that's a subject of closed session tonight. You'll be taking that up. I will report that the release forms for background checks to the two top candidates were emailed to them, and I will follow up tomorrow to try and obtain those signed releases so we can begin that work. The Halcyon Mobile Home Parks, the two on Halcyon Way, are proceeding. The Wallace Group is doing that work. An issue has come up regarding the board's direction and the proper entity to submit the LAFCO application. Is it an OCSD application, or will the two mobile home parks be submitting the application? And I've asked the Wallace Group to contact the LAFCO executive officer and see what would be the best way to do that, or at least what alternatives there are from us. It was no small task to collect it all. I'll just give you a little sampling. They asked for a lot of data going back to the year 2003, and they wanted by account number the consumption history, the meter size, the number of dwelling units, our own codes that we use, for sewer, the same thing, billing histories, the number of units there. They wanted our billing history as of May 31st of each year for our annual utility sales volume reflected by customer classification. They asked for our budget worksheets, including revenue projections as well as actual revenues, and also some statistics on our water supply side, the amount of water pumped, the amount we purchased from others, the amount delivered by month and or billing period, and a summary of our blending program for mostly selenium, but I suppose nitrate at sometimes. So that was quite a bit to gather, and I want to personally thank Cindy Winter in our offices, as well as Phil Davis and Max, who did quite a bit to gather that information and get it over to the Wallace Group. They're waiting for that information before they can do much more, and it's going to get to them this week. So there's a lot there, and we should be glad they've asked for so much. I mean, we want a thorough report, we want to understand our system, and we want to make accurate projections for the future. And the best way to do that is to have good data and good information on the past. So they're going to have that and be proceeding. The requests for proposals were received on the joint dispatch services for fire operations. That's a three-way contract right now between ourselves, the cities of Grover Beach and Arroyo Grande. We will invite other surrounding entities to participate if they want and are willing to pay their share of the study. There will be interviews of those who submitted the proposals tomorrow. I, unfortunately, am not being able to make it, so I'll be sending Gina Davis in my place. And also participating will be the city managers of Arroyo previously given to another jurisdiction. That jurisdiction couldn't use them within the time frames. The funds, the request is to reallocate them to the community of Oceano for our sewer rehabilitation project. And we are in support of that. The staff report is supporting that and recommending that. It's on their consent calendar, which would cause one to think it should be fairly easily accomplished. I have called our district supervisor's assistant and asked her if it would be necessary to appear at the meeting or have a meeting with the supervisor prior to the March 17th date. And also, I've prepared a letter at the board's direction from your last meeting that we will send to each of the supervisors indicating our support for the staff recommendation. And then my last thing is I wanted to bring to your attention the governor has declared a water emergency in the state. He did that last year because it was the second year of drought. And here we are at the end of February and the beginning of March, and things are still dry, and it looks like we may be going into a third year of drier than normal conditions statewide. And the winter isn't over, to be sure. In Northern California, generally May 1 is kind of the cutoff date. If it hasn't happened by then, it's not going to happen. So maybe we've got 6 weeks or so to hope and pray for additional precipitation in the northern part of our state. The southern part has fared fairly well, and many of the reservoirs are full or are near full. However, the great storage reservoirs are in the northern part of the state and not the southern, and much of the population of California depends on storage in those Northern California reservoirs, as well as the snowpack, which are significantly below normal for this time of the year. So if precipitation comes, it's not only got to do what would normally happen, but it has to make up for the dryness we've experienced for the first part of this winter. Since the last major drought in 1991, the state's population has increased by 9 million aerations of the reservoirs in the state of California. Primarily, more water has been released from those reservoirs for in-stream and environmental uses than it has been in the past, further exacerbating the dry conditions. The governor therefore declared this emergency. One issue that probably affects us is that he would like all water users to immediately increase their water conservation activities. That was in his declaration. And he also said if by March 30 these dry conditions continue, then he may institute a mandatory water rationing. What that might look like, I don't know, or a mandatory reductions in water use. Now, on to the local part here, Oceano. We owe a tremendous debt of gratitude to those who went before and had tremendous vision and foresight to develop a well-rounded portfolio for Oceano. We're one of the few communities, and don't take that few too literally, because there are several, but relatively few communities that are in water supply, well, in good shape water supply wise. We're not needing to go to some mandatory rationing program like many other agencies in the state. We have our local surface water supplies, we have a very robust groundwater supply, and we have supplemental state water. And while state water is tremendously reduced, we don't rely upon it exclusively. We have other supplies that can make up. So Oceano is in good shape, and we should be thankful for those that went before us and made sure that something like that happened. And I'm talking years before. Certainly those that were here at the time state water was available, those that were here at the time Lopez was constructed, and we became a participant in that, and those that have protected and guarded our groundwater resource for many years. So that might leave us in a position of helping others in the state through some sort of water transfer, water sales. The governor, in his proclamation, wanted to make it easier for those kind of transfers and sales between agencies to take place. And of course, that's a monetary issue and something to negotiate. If this drought worsens and becomes worse, and we all hope that it doesn't, but if it does, we may be in a position to...
I guess we're ready for closed session.
Mr. President, members of the board, a closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54957B1 to consider the appointment or employment of a public employee, the position under consideration. It says is interim general manager. I'm assuming that's supposed to say general manager.
Correct.
I'll strike interim from there. And with that, I request that we go to a closed session.
Thank you.
Madam President, members of the board, just concluded a closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54957B1 to consider the appointment or employment of a public employee. The position under consideration is the general manager. The directors met and gave specific instructions to staff to move forward without taking any action.
Board member items for discussion.
I just had one question for Kevin about the Board of Supervisors meeting. Do you want individual letters from each of the board members to go to those the supervisors?
No, that won't be required. Okay. You did authorize your president to sign a letter on behalf of the board and their whole support. Thank you for asking.
Do you know when it will be agendized? Where it is on the agenda? Consent is usually
it's first thing in the morning.
First thing in the morning.
Right, and our item is a C2, so we're near the beginning, but there is an A and a B. Yeah. So. I think our president will be in attendance.
Okay,
I'll be there.
Representative from Wallace Group.
Yes.
Okay. Good. I think somebody from the board should be there.
Any other items for discussion?
Ben.
Vern?
Nothing.
I don't have anything either. A consideration of our warrants. Did everybody have a chance to look at the warrant list? Is there any?
I have not had a chance to get read the warrant list. I was just, that's just the nature of, that was delivered before I got home this evening, and I got home late this evening, so.
Yeah. Did you have any questions about the warrants, Vern?
No. If what, do you want to take some time to go over them now, or?
Do you want to look at them now, Jim?
Yeah, I can do that, sure.
Okay. Pamela, was there any on there that you noticed while Jim's looking at them?
No, these look like the large ticket items look like they apply to the sewer repair and to the archaeological monitoring. Very expensive. Very necessary, but very expensive.
Well, on that, with the sewer repair, I might note we are working with the county to get reimbursed here from the state for that work. And Gina did, again, an excellent job of putting together a lot of information. And we need to get an invoice to the county in a form that works for them, and we've not done this before, so there's a little bit of back and forth between us and the county to put our invoice in a form that's acceptable for them to forward on to the state of California for a reimbursement. And that process probably takes 60 days, plus or minus, probably on the plus side.
And, I would say, you know, 60 to 90, you'd yeah. probably expect, which is kind of hard to take.
And we have right. to pay the vendor first, correct? Before.
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
so that's why we have those big items on there, because we yes. can't get reimbursed until that's paid.
Right. I understand.
Yeah, the first
standard
invoice from the vendor is reflected in the warrants you've seen to date, and the second invoice.
I said maybe we could hand carry it to Sacramento to get it paid to us.
Well, the county has been very cooperative and helpful.
That's
and
good.
Has actually encouraged us to hurry up and submit them an
yeah.
invoice.
Yes.
There are some time constraints on expending this money, and mm-hmm. the county needs to meet those. And so they have been more than helpful, and we're very grateful to Tony Navarro and Morgan Torella, the county staff. I can't speak highly enough for the assistance they've given us in processing this.
Well, we're still looking at those. Is there any written communications received?
No written communications received, Madam President. You have one written communication
that
Gina could tell us about. It's not really from a customer, but
let's see. This was actually written to Julie Thomas of Zone 11A, and the content is really explaining that they're extremely pleased to report that funding for the CCC is restored by this budget throughout the next throughout this fiscal year and next.
Great.
Yes.
So thanks for everybody's
great
support
news.
Of that. We really appreciate it. Yeah. Okay, I guess now we're ready to consider the warrants.
Well, I would move that we approve payment of the warrants.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Meeting is now adjourned. Okay.